This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new study finds military spouses face an unemployment rate more than three times the national average. Blue Star Families commissioned that study. The group coordinates services for military families. The study found military spouses have an unemployment rate of about 18%. Last month, the national unemployment rate stood at 5%. It's also estimated military spouses with a bachelor's degree earn 40% less than their civilian counterparts. They often face frequent moves, deployments, and erratic schedules of their partners. Texas has the second largest veteran population in the country. The nonprofit Trust for Public Land this morning released its annual Park Score Index. It rates the park systems in the 100 largest cities in the U.S. Six North Texas cities made that list. Plano scored the highest at number 18. Dallas came in at number 54. Fort Worth was 78th. Adrian Benepe is vice president and directs city park development for the trust.
There's no one doing badly here. It's just a lot of people playing catch-up because of development policies built around freeways and automobiles 15, 60 years ago have really left behind a legacy that's not a good one.
Arlington ranks 58th on the list, and Garland is 60th. Irving was the lowest-ranked North Texas city on the list at 85th place. Park scores are based on three factors: the accessibility of public parks, how much land is devoted to parks, and money spent on park infrastructure and amenities. Car-centric development in places like Dallas and Fort Worth have hurt park accessibility for residents, but Benepe says cities are getting creative.
Texas has become a laboratory for new park development and new thinking about parks as part of a enhanced urban infrastructure.
One example, Clyde Warren Park in Dallas, which sits above Woodall Rogers Freeway. Benepe says the park has become an international model for urban parks. Dallas officials hope to build a similar deck park above I-35 near the Dallas Zoo. You can see the full Park Score Index at parkscore.tpl.org. One of the fanciest film festivals in the world recently wrapped up, the Cannes Film Festival. Attendees are known for going black tie formal just to watch a movie. Our big screen team talked about the experience with a Dallas filmmaker who was there.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by John Wildman, who handles publicity for the Dallas International Film Festival and next month's Oak Cliff Film Festival, and is a filmmaker in his own right. And he's just back from the recently wrapped Cannes Film Festival. So, John, thanks for being here.
It is great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
When people think of Cannes, it seems like a festival at which people put on tuxedos and fancy dresses and go watch movies. Is that what it feels like on the ground there?
That is actually exactly what it is like on the ground there. You're on the Croisette, you're on the French Riviera, and the entire place is people in tuxedos and nice suits and lovely gowns walking around from day till night, trying to get in to see a screening or in line to go see a screening. It is a fascinating Uber example of the glamorization of film.
How many tuxes and or suits do you have to pack to go to Cannes?
Well, you know, I mean, the truth is you only have to pack one. And here's a funny thing. There literally is a guy riding around like an ice cream cart, except he's not selling ice cream. He's actually selling bow ties for men who need to get on the red carpet because they literally will not let you on the red carpet. It doesn't matter even if you're the filmmaker.
The crowds at Cannes are well known for making their feelings very well known with either long standing ovations or outright booing at some movies. You saw more than 20-something films there. What was your experience with that like?
The most direct example I have of that was The Neon Demon. And The Neon Demon is a commentary on the Los Angeles culture of beauty is everything. And, you know, to the point that the culture eats itself, maybe even literally. And there are moments in this film where something is about to happen on screen and the audience knows that thing is about to happen on screen and they're going, no, oh, no, 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 no. oh, and you hear the entire audience just have this collective loud groan. And at the end of the movie, you have some jeering.
It seems ironic that this is the premier film festival in the world with just this smorgasbord of greatness, and the audience seems to think it's the show.
Well, you know, yeah, I think so. I mean, we think because we're Americans in many ways that, say, Sundance is the starting place for film. But worldwide, Cannes is looked upon as the starting place for the film. And, you know, and so the audience there and the viewers there, whether it be press, whether it be, you know, the longtime film goers there, yes, they have that thought, that feeling about themselves. They're going to be the ones to say yay or nay on this filmmaker. You know, there are filmmakers there that they've championed through the years that play nowhere else. They certainly not here in the States, yet they will always be lauded, you know, there because they say, well, we don't care what anybody else thinks. We think they're genius.
In your 10 days in Cannes, did you pass by, I don't know, George Clooney at a bakery or anything fun like that?
That rarely happens. Because people like that are out on yachts. I've yet to make it on a boat. There's a different Cannes Film Festival for different people. Mm. And I haven't quite ascended to that level where I get to hobnob with the Cloonies of the world.
Well, next year you'll have to come back and tell us about your yachting experience.
I'll be happy to do so if I make it to that, yeah.
John Wildman, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, John.
You can read John Wildman's reporting from the Cannes Film Festival at artandseek.org. And the forecast, a strong chance of rain through tomorrow, 60% today and tonight, high around 82, overnight low 70, tomorrow 80% chance of rain with a high of 82.